Rob McKenna has said repeatedly for the last 2 years that he's not necessarily against all of President Obama's healthcare law, but he's ardently against the individual mandate, which says everyone must have health insurance.
Our key reason for being in the suit is because we think that the mandate is an unprecedented expansion of federal power with no limits on it.
McKenna thinks it's unconstitutional, and that's why he joined the lawsuit organized by the Attorney General of Florida, the one being argued in the Supreme Court. But McKenna says he disagrees with Florida about the rest of the law. He thinks some of the consumer protections should be kept. He supports the so-called insurance exchanges, where we'll be able to comparison shop online for health coverage. And McKenna says he even supports expanding the low-income Medicaid program to cover thousands more adults. Unfortunately, the lawsuit he signed asks for all of that to be repealed, too.
Why is it so important for Washington to sign on if we don't even agree 100% with the suit that we're joining?
Well, we're involved in lots of multi-state litigation. For example, the national mortgage settlement, which I helped craft, now includes 49 states. And believe me, not all those states agreed with every facet of that multi-state. But it's simply a lot more efficient for the states to pool their efforts and resources and reach a common settlement. So in every multi-state, you have the possibility, in fact, the likelihood that there'll be specific provisions and arguments that not every state agrees with, but in the greater scheme of things, it makes sense for them to participate anyway. And that's what's happened in this case as well.
McKenna says by being involved with a lawsuit led by Florida, it's not costing our state any money, and it gives Washington a place at the table in shaping any negotiations. Of course, there's a chance it could unravel the entire healthcare law. As a voter, you'll have to ponder McKenna's choice because it's a hot topic in his race for governor against Democrat Jay Inslee. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.